Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com Radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome aboard hour number two of National Championship Night. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, till 8 o'clock this evening. Full guest list, first hour. If you didn't get a chance to listen, you could do so by going to WQAM.com, and at the top of the page, it says On Demand. Click that, come all the way down. You'll see our South Florida High School Sports logo. You'll get every interview up this evening. That means four this hour, the three we had last hour, the millions that we've had since September. And certainly we're excited to be here. Big goings on, national championship this evening. Georgia, Florida on Saturday here, and the high school all-star game coming up. But we kick things off, a little bit of a look at FIU, see what's going on. Kind of an incomplete season for a lot of teams. And Eric Henry, as he does throughout the course of the year, he always fills us in. He's kind enough to join us this evening on National Championship Night. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's been kind of a crazy year for everybody, especially you, who, you know, you love to follow your FIU Panthers.
I appreciate it, Blue. Thanks for having me on. It's certainly been a crazy year. I can't say, although the year was abbreviated, and obviously for all the athletes who don't love to have gotten a full season, just on my end as far as the travel, I can say I'm a little glad we didn't get a full year in, because it's a full year of traveling with the team or covering games and being on the road and going through airports. And in this COVID era we're in, it's not exactly the most fun thing in the world, if you know what I mean. So.
No, I know. And obviously what we did see of this team last year, and some aspects they underachieved, other places, you know, they found some people maybe they can count on for moving forward. The recruiting class was good, but it's still incomplete. Where are we right now? I mean, because are we looking at a few transfer portal players? Are we going to rely on maybe filling a couple of scholarships that you have, in the next month or so?
Sure, Blue. So I'll catch up on, you know, from our last conversation, this last time I was on the show with you. And there have been a couple transfers out of FIU, and with that, I would absolutely expect the transfer portal to play a huge factor. Butch Davis is, in the past 2 years, you've seen players, whether it's been Alexi Jean-Baptiste, Chris Whitaker, Josh Turner, guys come in that second wave, in that second signing day. I mentioned those guys in particular because Josh Turner is a senior. Looks like he may return next year, but Alexi Jean-Baptiste and Chris Whitaker, after transferring 2 seasons ago, have chosen to leave the program, will enter the transfer portal. Along with guys like Jeremiah Holloman, you know, the big-time transfer from the University of Georgia, who was projected to be the number one receiver, had kind of a lackluster year, the entire team had a lackluster year, but given all the circumstances, only 8 catches, very much not what FIU fans were expecting. So to answer your question, I'd absolutely expect to see some additions through the transfer portal and definitely see some, maybe a few more players leave as well. But the big thing, Blue, when I spoke with Butch Davis, he said that he had assurances from about 10 players, 10 seniors, that they would use the additional year provided to them by the NCAA to choose to return to FIU. And that number is about matched up right now. 9 players have made their intentions public, most notably starting running back Devontae Price, who led Conference USA in yards per carry. And especially in a team that couldn't throw the ball last year, for Devontae to have the type of year he had last year was impressive. So they at least got some guys returning as far as the seniors are concerned that will help aid them into 2021.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I'm thinking that – that's the trend, I think, because, you know, I see Miami had a couple of kids come back that, you know, you maybe you didn't figure that. And it's happened a lot of places. I saw a couple of other schools. So, yeah, it's a trend. I think that the kids, when they sit down and understand, well, you know what, get another year of college versus having to fight this, you know, this mass traffic, because you have, you know, it's sort of like I tell people with the graduation, for look how graduation is going to be, you know, for jobs, it's going to be backed up and just in our regular workforce. So because of COVID and how it kind of, you know, erased 20, you know, and a lot of these people were waiting just to go back to work, let alone get a job for a first time. So, yeah, it's, I can understand they want to try to act and react. And certainly I'm looking forward to it, because I think that, you know, they have an opportunity, you know, with a couple of kids here and there to get back, you know, in the swing of things. They were just in this little deal. They went to a couple bowl games in a row. So I think he understands what it takes to get back. Let's focus tonight's game. You got Alabama loaded with a lot of Florida kids, 20 kids to be exact, from the state of Florida between the two schools. What do you look for to happen? Because you could see a game where Ohio State plays average like they did against Indiana and Northwestern, or the last game that they played and ripped Clemson to shreds. What are you looking for tonight?
I'll be honest, Blue, and at least from the people I've talked to, maybe I'm just, you know, alone on an island, but I'm not a believer in the sense that this is just going to be a runaway train, just a foregone conclusion that Nick Saban will again come back to South Florida and claim a national championship. And maybe I'm biased because I've watched Justin Fields, Ohio State's quarterback, from the time he was on QB1, you know, the great show that profiles quarterback. Right. But I'm not going to lie. You know, this game reminds me a lot of, I believe it's the 2016 year when Deshaun Watson, they lost to Alabama the year prior in the national championship game, and Deshaun Watson's junior year, they come back and upset, which my memory serves me correct, was a heavily favored Alabama team that year. And
yes,
I just think I just think that Justin Fields has all the makeup, you know, he has everything you look for in a quarterback. And sure, he had, you know, his moments of maybe not great play, but I think he's rising to the occasion. He's a gamer, you know, with this kind of spotlight. And I think I'm a huge fan of Ryan Day as a head coach. I absolutely believe that Ohio State has a chance to win. And I'm not going to go on record and say I'm picking them for the upset, but I don't think it'll be this foregone conclusion, this coronation that Alabama's going to come in there. And you know, you talked about the level of talent they have, the amount of South Florida kids they have on the roster.
Yeah.
And, of course,
yeah.
You know, Devontae Smith and Mac Jones, certainly talented guys. But I think this is going to be a game that will be worth remembering for years to come.
Good stuff. Eric, thanks so much for stopping by on our national championship night. We'll talk with you really soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, as he does all the time, brings it strong about FIU and got a little bit of his take on this evening's game. As I said, with you up until 8 o'clock at 7:45, the winner of the Lou Groza Award. How about that? Jose Borregales will join us, University of Miami, about 7:45. We'll talk a little bit about University of Miami and also national championship game with Gabby Uredia tonight at about 7:30. And in about a few minutes, we'll talk to John Cannon, who is a University of South Florida commitment and from True Prep this year, also goes to U School and taking part in the Florida-Georgia game, which is exciting as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I've told you all along, this entire year would not be possible without the impressive help from the people at Auto Nation. And as I said, every Friday morning on our Football Friday show with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz, or this show every week, 6 to 8, it's been, I'll tell you what, it's been a great ride the entire fall and into the winter. A lot of good stuff to talk about. And as you could tell here, we're in the second week of January still doing so. And if you want to buy a car, get New Year's savings now at AutoNation. And if you want to sell your car, AutoNation is ready to buy it for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in-store, and you'll get a check on the spot, and you can deposit it right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. Or if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and much, much more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for a lot less. And here, this is the most important part, and I say it every week. When your vehicle's serviced, it is sanitized completely, and you feel great on the way home. To schedule that service, appraise your car, or take advantage of New Year's savings, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, talk Florida-Georgia game, USF commitment. John Cannon is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.